The indictment charges Christine J. Ware with committing second-degree theft from the Petersburg Children's Center last summer or fall when she was still the organization's director. The charges against Ware also include 6 counts of falsifying business records and 2 counts of second-degree forgery. The grand jury in Juneau issued the indictment on Friday, which means they decided there was enough evidence to charge Ware. Sergeant Heidi Agner investigated the case for the Petersburg Police Department.
Of course, everything's an allegation until someone's proven guilty in a court of law. The allegations are that Christine Ware, while she was executive director of the Petersburg Children's Center, took money that wasn't hers to take from the Children's Center books numerous times, that to cover up that she allegedly then altered records, financial records of the Petersburg Children's Center in order to cover up the thefts. And that finally that she forged signatures on several checks in order to, again, steal money from Petersburg Children's Center.
According to Agner, the charges involve the alleged theft of just under $7,000. Agner says the allegations are based on statements from Children's Center executive committee members and financial records. She says an accountant also was involved in the investigation. According to Agner, Ware was given the opportunity to be interviewed by police but declined. Ware, who is 36, has no prior criminal record. She had worked for the Children's Center for about a year and a half. The board fired her in February and contacted police with allegations of theft. After the indictment came out, Board President Carrie Case read a prepared statement for the organization.
In February, the Petersburg Children's Center Board of Directors discovered significant mismanagement of funds by the executive director. Due to the serious nature of the alleged illegal activities, the board determined it prudent to turn the matter over to the local police. Foremost in our minds were the families served by the Children's Center and their trust in its proper management. The board's decision was not made lightly. We simply could not condone the handling of these issues privately and without proper legal procedures.
Case declined to go into detail about the criminal charges against the organization's former director. Beyond that, Case did confirm that the Children's Center is also currently struggling with a substantial debt to the Internal Revenue Service for back payroll taxes. Word of the organization's financial problems traveled fast earlier this year. The Elks and Emblem Club organized 2 well-attended events that raised over $22,000 for the local nonprofit. The Children's Center has served Petersburg families for more than 30 years. It provides daycare and after-school care for about 40 children. It's funded by fees for those services along with grants and donations. The board is made up of 7 parents and other community members. The center employs 8 full- and part-time staffers. Ware and her attorney, David Mallett, declined comment for this story. Ware has not yet entered a plea on the charges. She'll be able to do so in her arraignment, which is her first court appearance, scheduled for the 23rd of May in Petersburg. I'm Matt Lichtenstein.